Hey, I love all that. As I'm listening to you talk, I did Google and I found words like being resilient, a deeper sense of purpose, direction, authenticity, credibility, all of which you represent. I think I know you well enough at this point, professionally and personally, that you are that. I mean, I don't know how to not be Pete. I could be Pete, the guy talking quantum information science, or in your case, we said agile methodology, but being able to flip to a topic on quantum. And then maybe within the next 20 minutes, I get a phone call from a friend, and all of a sudden, it's like my mind shifts and my ability to shift that and try to be compassionate. And I think at work, we have so many personalities, and you're the boss, right? And you have a boss. I know when I was a boss and I worked in government for most of those almost 3 decades, it was, I didn't know what I'd be leading day to day. I just know. A lot of it was dictated by how those around me were feeling. Your point about emotions and cultivating relationships, I put more of a premium on that because I actually want the people I work with to be happy. I don't want to create more chaos and stress for them. So anyway, that's my 2 cents, but you well represent a lot of what whole self leadership is about. And I think I do too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think part of it too is the part I like is the acceptance part as well. And I think that might be the part that I'm adding to my definition of it. But the fact that you feel comfortable during the workday picking up a personal call, that's different than when I was starting out in the business world. I would see my phone ring and, okay, I'll call that person at 5:05 when I leave work, kind of thing. And I'm hoping that that's the way that the world has changed and progressed, but it's definitely one of those things that we push hard at OnPoint, and it is part of our culture that not only is it okay to pick up those calls, so to speak, and obviously that's just a metaphor for other things as well going on, but it's encouraged. I want our employees to be a part of their home life and tapped into their home life as well. I don't want their home life and family life and personal life, whatever you want to call it, to go away while they're sitting at their desk. You come to work, Pete, you're still a father, you're still a husband during the day, even though you're sitting and you're doing your work. It's important that we all recognize and accept that of each other.
I just want to say, as a husband, as a father, I could be in such the zone right until I get in the office and then I'm in work zone. But if there's a trigger, I want to be able to, whether it's for family or for coworkers or whatever client I'm working with, like the ability to pivot is important. And I do think when you just said about there are people that I go to work, I will not check email or take phone calls till the end of the day. That's my robot voice. I don't want to be that rigid. And I'm going to say this, you've clearly cultivated that at OnPoint, knowing your staff and others, how it's just that environment. So I hope you get that book soon. Hey, what's your parting shot? What's your parting shot for today?
I think that it is okay to be rigid as well. If you work best under those conditions, great, go forth. But and we've talked about this, just how important it is to know yourself, know how you are going to get the most out of yourself while you're at work. On the other hand, also make sure that your managers, your leaders, your coworkers know how to get the most out of you at work. That too is important.
Thank you. You gave me something to think about with whole self leadership. And shout out to those that are pursuing that and writing about it because it's piqued my interest. But thank you, Samara. Enjoy this all the time. It is a nice break. I can't wait to talk with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pete.
All right.